Toby Markovich says the UW system can live with the $250 million in cuts coupled with $150 million in tuition increases over the next 2 years, but he hopes the legislature makes up its collective mind soon.
You know, we have to send out tuition bills pretty soon, and we have to tell our people who's working and who isn't.
Toby Markovich isn't a household name around Wisconsin. The Associated Press announced his election as president of the Board of Regents by calling him Tony. But the superior attorney's well known in his neighborhood. He handled the Toxic Tuesday chemical train derailment case in 1992 and was the only Democrat appointed to the board by then-Governor Tommy Thompson. Markovich sees himself as a practical idealist.
Sure, we have some serious challenges. It's an opportunity to try to improve the situation. Whether I'll be successful or not, of course, still remains to be seen, but I'm certainly willing to accept the challenge and make the effort to do it.
But he says deeper cuts would compromise the integrity of UW campuses and extension agents.
We put out the engineers, the scientists, the business people, the lawyers, the doctors that keep this state operating at one of the highest levels.
Markovich, who was elected at this month's Regents meeting, says the 17-member board will try to preserve that high level by cutting teachers last. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.